Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end.
Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I went into the baseball laboratory to offer a solution. And so I do have a strategy for the New York Yankees. It's called strategery. Now, just hear me out on my strategery.
That sounds like a terrible board game.
Well, it's actually a term that President Bush used a lot, and I liked it.
Lockbox.
Strategery. That was Al Gore. Okay?
The board game was Stratego.
Yes.
That was the board game.
I never played it.
Do you remember everybody out there?
Is it like Keno or something like that?
No, it's like a thinking game, like a chess with different types of pieces, like Final Fantasy stuff. It's that type of game.
What?
Are you going to go down a rabbit hole taking?
No, but it sounds terrible. I'm glad I never.
Oh, good. I got scared. I saw this conversation going a different way. I'm trying to have a baseball intellect discussion. So, you guys remember the Nationals in 2019?
Yes.
So the Washington Nationals won a World Series with really no bullpen. They somehow pulled it off. Daniel Hudson was the one reliever that turned out to be reliable. And what they ended up doing was using a lot of their starting pitchers out of the bullpen in a strategic way.
Makes sense.
So I brought something up about 2 weeks ago, and maybe you guys rolled your eyes when you heard me bring it up, but it's very, very meaningful. The New York Yankees, if they get to the American League Divisional Series, which they automatically get to if they win the division, will feature an inordinate amount of off days. Game one would be on a Saturday, then they'd have an off day. Then they play game two, then they have an off day. Then they play back-to-back games, then they'd have an off day. I think there are two ways you have to handle the quote-unquote Clay Holmes situation. Number one, I'll take you to last night. Tommy Kahnle looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Keep him in. If a guy pitches an effective inning, don't rush because everyone has a role to take them out.
Yeah.
Tommy Kahnle pitched well.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this for the regular season, T, because I know you got to manage the 162.
Of course.
I'm talking about the playoffs. If a guy's effective, Mark Leiter looks dominant. I'm not talking about last night because he didn't. But if a reliever looks dominant,
leave him in.
Push it.
Yeah.
Maybe an extra batter.
The challenge with that is the roles and responsibilities that are necessarily defined when you are a well-operating organization or, in this case, a sports organization.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Clay Holmes' job is to go get those last few outs. Go do your job.
Why does it have to be the fine?
Because when you repeatedly do something well, and the problem is he doesn't do it repeatedly well. He does it well a lot of times, but not all the time. So when it's his job, he wants to go do that job. And you expect him to go do that job. So just do your job.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be beautiful or gorgeous every time, but just do your job.
His job is not to pitch the ninth inning. His job is to get people out. I want to make that very, very clear because I disagree with that notion because I think baseball is a different world now.
But he
doesn't have to pitch the ninth inning.
I mean, in some ways you're right because I think some of us still romanticize what a closer is.
It's dead. That's not the way closers should be treated. And quite frankly, Clay Holmes, and he's good. I know a lot of Yankee fans want to rip him today, and that's fine. We'll take your angry calls. He blew a game last night. He's blown 10 games this year. I own that. I'm talking about the future. I'm talking about what you do next. Clay Holmes does not need to be married in the ninth inning. And I'll give you a great example. One thing Clay Holmes does really well is get ground balls. Yeah. If you're in a spot with a one-run lead, first and third, one out, seventh inning, why can't Clay Holmes come in and try to get a big double play?
No, he can. And he should, by the way.
Okay, I agree. He should. So when Luke Weaver comes in last night, and I know Luke Weaver hasn't been perfect, but last night Luke Weaver comes in and he pitched a 1-2-3 inning. You're allowed to let him come out and pitch the eighth inning. Tommy Canley pitched a 1-2-3 eighth inning. You're allowed to let him pitch the ninth inning. So a part of my playoff strategy is, number one, stop being married to roles.
Yeah.
If a guy's pitching well, keep him in. And number two, to get back to the starter thing, you've got to use your starters as a weapon. Gerrit Cole is here to win. You tell Gerrit Cole, bro, there are off days all over this postseason. You tell me when that you feel comfortable to come in and throw 18 pitches and we'll use you.
Yeah.
The divisional series is just a mess with off days. Use it to your advantage. Same thing with Luisio, by the way. Same thing with Marcus Stroman. Carlos Rodon would make me a little bit nervous, but same thing. Use your starters as weapons because you can in the playoffs. This doesn't fix a Sunday night against the Tigers. Dude, it sucked. They lost the game. It is what it is. I'm not even suggesting that same strategy during the regular season. But come postseason time, number one, relievers pitching well, you're allowed to keep them in.
Yeah.
Number two, use your starters as weapons. The Nationals did it so effectively in 2019. And by the way, we're a long ways away from the Mets making the playoffs. If the Mets are ever fortunate enough to be in the postseason, they have to have the same strategy.
Yeah.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.